Marco and Polo, Up and Away by Ben Swanson. Read to you by Ben Swanson. Marco and Polo were drawing one day, but neither one could think of what to display. They scribbled and scratched till they'd made quite a pile. At last Polo said, "Let's go break for a while." They walked up to starboard to see where they are. Across the horizon, they see near and far. A wondrous new land, that's named Kenya, they see. "But why are we here?" Marco asked curiously.
"To trade with the people and make some new friends," says Pop, as he lowers the gangplank and descends.
So down to the shore, they walk carefully. A dark man steps up and says,
"I'm Masumbi. Our tribe, the Kamba, wish to welcome you all. I'll show you the village, although it is small."
While Mama and Papa talk with the adults, both Marco and Polo find things difficult. They meet some new friends and show them their toys. But in no time at all, they both lose all their joy. His left arm snaps off as they pull him away, so they throw him down to find something else to play. "Hey, look," Polo says as they're turning to go. "The children still like him and treasure him so." Marco and Polo are somewhat confused as they walk to a hut in a bit of a muse. A lady outside, working with a big bowl, is mashing bananas with a wooden pole. The kids go to help her, until they're released. She tells them, "Tonight, there will be a great feast." "Hooray!" they both shout. But there's still more to do. There's milk to boil up, and chicken to stew. At last they are called for the feast to begin. But as they sit down, a dark shadow moves in.
"Oh no," Papa cries. "Our ship must have gotten free."
It floats over the village and gets snagged in a tree. "Now what will we do?" the kids ask in dismay. Just then, Masumbi is seen saving the day. He climbs up the tree, unties it, and brings it back. "Hooray!" they all shout as Papa ties up the slack. When the feast is done, they all go to their beds. But the kids are thinking of more things instead. "You know," Marco says, "we should take better care, 'cause the stuff that God gives us, for some is quite rare." "Okay," Polo says, as they drift off to sleep. "Thank God for your blessings, your privilege to keep." Now they're all thankful as they sail around the bend. They wish you farewell. And that is the end. You've been listening to Marco and Polo, Up and Away by Ben Swanson. Read to you by Ben Swanson. This book is copyrighted 2020 by Ben Swanson Incorporated. This audiobook is copyrighted 2020 by Ben Swanson Incorporated. If you've enjoyed this recording, we would encourage you to leave a review on our Amazon page and check out our other Marco and Polo books. In Marco and Polo in Trouble, the kids join Mama and Papa Pirate on a vacation trip to Costa Rica. Once on the island, they explore the amazing jungle animals and plants. They even find a new friend. All is going well, but the children don't realize what a danger they're really in. Make sure to join the pirate family on all their adventures by signing up for our email list by visiting marcoandpolobooks.com. You'll also discover fun coloring pages and games for your child to enjoy. Thank you for listening to Marco and Polo Up and Away. We hope to see you next time on another Marco and Polo Adventure.